Now to Afghanistan, where for U.S. troops, there's no greater threat to life and limb than roadside bombs. Many bombs could be found with metal detectors, but increasingly, insurgents are using massive homemade explosives with little metal. They're just buried plastic jugs packed with a deadly mix of fertilizer and fuel. Now, bomb-sniffing dogs are being trained and used by the Marines to detect this kind of roadside bomb. As thousands of U.S. troops move in Taliban strongholds in southern Afghanistan, NPR's Graham Smith reports on the deployment of Man's Best Friend.
The dog handlers here at Camp Leatherneck are doing last-minute training, like the rest of the Marines.
That's a load.
Only this training starts out like any ordinary trip to walk the dog.
He's just, we let them air them out before we start to work them, so they don't go to the bathroom while we're running them and stuff.
Load is a black lab. His tall, thin handler is Lance Corporal Robert Letty.
And when he's all done, he usually comes up to me and he tells me he's ready.
Load and his handler are one of 13 bomb-detecting teams attached to the Marine 2nd Battalion, 8th Regiment out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, a detachment we're following this year. Their task is to help clear the roads of the deadly bombs that are taking such a toll on U.S. troops. The Lance Corporal holds up 3-foot-long rubber batons called bumpers.
We're going to run what we call a bumper drill. These are bumpers. Here. Tell them stay. You're going to be throwing the bumpers out.
Load can play an impressive game of fetch, following whistles and arm signals like a border collie, going to exactly the bumper Letty directs him to while ignoring the others.
You can either send him in a straight line, which is a point-to-point. You tell him, a command word, which is B-A-C-K. I can't say it now or it'll run. Or you tell him to hunt it up, and he'll go and he'll search for whatever we're looking for, which would be the explosives or anything else.
Trains the dog to be able to approach a suspicious pile of gravel or a box near the road that could contain a bomb.
Now he's got it all lined up. I'm going to try and send him to the furthest one right now, which he's got locked on. So, back!
Load takes off. Now, working a black lab out on this dust-choked desert may seem cruel. Labs are water dogs. Hot sun on black fur can't be much fun. But the Marines say labs are focused and need to drink less often than many breeds.
He usually makes a straight line for it. Brings it back. Good boy! Here. Sit.
Lance Corporal Letty says Load is more than an asset. He's a companion.
He can sense when an explosion goes off somewhere, like if they're doing like a range or something. If I jump, usually he's, right next to me or he'll come near me. It's usually like, he's my best friend right now.
But that bond, essential to a good team, can also be a problem, says the top enlisted man in the battalion, Sergeant Bob Breeden.
It's tough. It's tough because one of our biggest obstacles is having the Marine not become so attached to him, because it's not his.
And like any tool in an arsenal, the dogs are meant to be used.
When we're out in the battlefield, we've got a job, we got a suspected IED, the dogs are deployed, you got to send that dog in danger's way, but that dog is protecting everybody else.
Sit. Back.
Having run Load through the drill, the young Marine pets his black lab and gets a big, wet dog kiss in return.
I own a few dogs, but nothing like this. I mean, these dogs are amazing. Sit. Good boy.
How old is he?
He's 2.
Never been deployed before, huh?
No, this is his first deployment.
His first deployment, like many of the young men in the 2-8.
It's going to be sad when I let him go at the end of 7 months. We got to give him back, unfortunately. I'd like to keep him, but, he's got to work just like me. He's got a contract he's got to fill.
Lance Corporal Letty and his dog Load are ready to head out onto the booby-trapped roads of Helmand Province, searching for bombs and protecting the rest of their battalion. Graham Smith, NPR News, at Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan.